on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by OnDeck Small Business Loans. Visit ondeck.com.au.
We ran a poll yesterday. Do you think a team outside the top four will win this year's NRL Grand Final? Yes, 31% of you thought, and no, 69%. That was over 300 votes. But the Bulldogs, well, they can actually.
Yeah, they can.
They can actually finish fourth. But that's only if, well, they've got to win, obviously, and both North Queensland and Brisbane have to lose for that to happen, and then it becomes a little easier for them. Dave Clemmer, good morning.
How you going, boy?
Good, mate. So there is a chance, but it's a long shot.
Yeah, mate, we've got to bank on other people and other teams to lose. But we just got to worry about what's happening on Friday and, we just go with the win.
You'll have to lift against the Rabbitohs, mate, because they've won their last three and they're starting to play like a little bit of the Souths of old.
Oh, definitely, mate. The players they've got there, they're world class, and that's the team they are. So the players are performing in the last couple of weeks. They've played really well. I think down in Melbourne, they almost had them down there, so it's going to be a tough one for us on Friday, especially that big boys moving forward and, letting their outside backs play some footy.
Yeah, and you guys have got to bounce back as well. How do you think you're travelling at the moment?
Yeah, mate, it's been a roller coaster, but it's a good vibe around the club. We've got the roster, we've just got to find some consistency and, moving for the semi-finals, we've got to, play for the full 80 minutes.
Yeah, Dave, watching the last 2 weeks the Bulldogs play, your first 40 minutes both weeks have been pretty good, but something happens at half-time, mate. You just get the dropsy in the second 40.
Yeah, mate, as you said, the last 2 weeks, I think, we've made 150, 200 more tackles than the team. It's only we're losing by 2 points or by a try. We defend our butts off and come out in the second half and don't do the same thing. So we've got to play for the full 80 because we can stay with the team. We just got to hold the footy.
And those fifth tackle options, mate, they've got to be better too. We're getting that sort of feedback from your fans. There's not enough happening on the fifth tackle. Has that been a focal point that you've worked on at training this week?
I think when we get down there, we want to score and we're trying our best. But sometimes taking the tackle down there is probably the best option, not giving seven tackles away. So they've got to bring the footy out from there. But sometimes you've got to come up with better options. And, the boys are working really hard on that and the coaching staff are helping the boys out. And, sometimes it happens and we just got to defend it.
Right. So do you think that tactic of just, taking the final tackle, in their 10, do you think you guys will continue with that or will you try and be a bit more inventive?
It all depends where we're at on the field. It depends if we're defended for most of the half or, if we haven't had... just defended, so we might take the last tackle option, or we might if we chase some points, or we need some points, we might kick it through. So it sort of depends on our situation within the game.
And Dave, given the hardship of Origin this year, how's the body holding in?
Yeah, the body's going well, mate. We've got a good HPU at the Dogs, and they really look after us. Coming off Origin and given the time we need and recovery, so it's been really good, mate.
And Desi's under control?
Oh, Desi's been Desi, mate. He's at his absolute best at the moment. But he's really hard on us at the moment because, he just wants the best for us, And when we're not performing, he's got the roster for the team to perform. And, that's probably why he's a bit cranky at the moment. We just got to win games and he knows we can do it.
I think you mean more cranky than normal, Dave.
Oh, mate.
And mate, just one final one. You'll have to kick Greg Eastwood, mate, out of the forwards club. That was way too good an intercept.
Oh, mate, we've been talking about it all week. The big fella, he's on the 50, and Thurston almost got him. So he did well to get that big beat. He got too many fires. So the boys are giving it to him this week. So he's been really well for us on the edge there.
Yeah, I tell you, he wasn't going to pass it. He had Josh on the outside. He wasn't going to pass it. He saw that try line.
I said to myself when he stepped back in, I thought he was going to get tackled. I said, what is he doing? He's not going to make it.
Dave, listen, mate, have a great weekend and good luck, mate. If things do work out for you, you could finish top four. Otherwise, you'll be having to win the comp from the bottom four in the eight.
Yeah, No worries. Well, see you. Thanks,
well done.